This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Kenny. It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Fiona Patten, who is the lead Senate candidate for legalised cannabis, and state member of the upper house, Rachel Payne, for legalised cannabis. Good morning, guys. How are you? You've come from pre-poll or in different places. First off, Rachel, how is it this morning?
Out in Carrum Downs. It's getting there. It's picking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of people turning up early, which is fabulous.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Vote early, vote often.
Oh, that's right.
That's Richmond, isn't it? Fiona, how's it going?
Macca, it's going well. Yeah. No, I'm trying to win the sixth Senate seat. Vote first for me so I can get the last seat.
So my words here, not yours. You're up against a basket of deplorables.
Ooh.
Your words, but also mine.
Yep.
Trumpeter patriots and One Nation. So I'm in this position yet again where if I don't win the sixth spot, a very conservative person will.
Mm. I nearly fell over when I saw Bernie Finn was on the Senate ballot for Family First as well.
Family First, queers last. So
Liberals put them second on their vote cards. So they've Liberals have preferenced weirdly this year.
Yeah.
What's going on?
There often are some strange results there, and we'll get to some policy questions in a moment, but I want to ask, preferences are really important. Now, we know not everyone follows the how to vote card. I'm one of those people that vote below the line.
You always want to put someone last, don't you?
Yeah, but it's always a battle in that last few votes.
I know.
You know, who can I put last? Oh, they should be last. But so preferences are really important.
Mm.
You know, as a party, Rachel, you know, you have to make a decision and candidates have input to that. It's pretty difficult, isn't it? Let's assume people are going to follow your how to vote card.
Yes.
What drives you in that preference decision? And you, Fiona, particularly, have some experience with some call them preference whispers. I call them dodgy bastards.
Yes, me too.
You have some experience with preferences. Tell us about this decision, you and Rachel. You know, tell us about it.
Look, it's always, you know, there's a lot of phone calls going on in that final week before the ballot draw is done. And, you know, we try and vote for those parties that support cannabis legalisation and support the main basic policies of the party. Mm. So if you look at our Senate how to vote card, I'd say that is reflected there. In the lower house seats, we've been really looking at incumbents.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we've for the first time the party's running in 42 lower house seats, which we ran in one in 2022. So we're running so a lot more decisions around preferencing. We did make a little bit of a tradition that we always put family first last, but I have to say that was difficult in a couple of seats that we had to
they're a bit like the turd that won't flush. My words.
Your words.
So
let's get Bernie on the show.
Look, I actually asked Bernie on many occasions when he was a member of the Liberal Party, may not have subscribed to their policies, but he was would never come on. Bernie, I hope you lose your deposit. Rachel, with making these decisions, it is number one about legalising cannabis and changes that, you know, you've been able to, and Fiona, you know, have been able to advocate both when she's in the parliament and outside around particularly medical use of cannabis, but other legalising cannabis. This issue is, I think it's getting a bit of traction, but it's not just those policies. Mm. Tell us about the legalised cannabis policies. I think people can understand what the party stands for, but what does legalising cannabis look like?
And I think what's beautiful about our party is that we are essentially, you know, the name is on the tin, as we like to joke. But when you think about cannabis law reform more broadly, you're talking about human rights. You're talking about compassionate policy. You're talking about evidence-based, because we rely on evidence to break down that stigma. And you're also talking about civil liberties. You're talking about people having privacy in their own homes and letting adults be adults, essentially. So when you use that lens to apply that to any policy position, you can formulate a viewpoint and you can you know, establish a vote, so to speak. But I think, you know, when it comes to some of the rhetoric that has been thrown around this election, it's like, well, you're a single issue party. You won't have a policy on this. You won't have a policy on that. And I challenge that, because as someone who is active in Parliament and is an active vote in Parliament, often my vote is required to see legislation passed. I have to be across everything that comes across my desk. So although legalised cannabis is a single issue party, so to speak, we cross against many issues, and we do focus our attention on, you know, compassion and kindness and human rights first and foremost.
I think if you look at the underpinning values of the party, that is what will put us in good stead to vote on other issues. So social justice, equality, compassion, tolerance, civil liberties. Really, they are good guiding stars for I would say for any member of Parliament, but certainly these are our policies.
Now, you've got great history in this area, Fiona, in terms of legislation and initiatives that you've been a part of in the state parliament for two terms, made a huge difference to our community. I know that you will make that same effort should you be elected to the Senate. What will be, if you had to, the three most important things should you be elected as a senator using that vote, and it could be, you know, could be a vote that's really, really important in the Senate for whoever is the government. What will be the three things that are going to be three things or two, that are going to be a focus for you?
Yeah. Look, I certainly, cannabis law reform. Yeah. And what, you know, what people need to understand is that Victoria cannot legalise and regulate cannabis until we change the federal legislation. Yes. So there's a criminal code, federal criminal code, that prohibits cannabis cultivation, its use and possession. So any law that the Victorian state does will be overridden by that. So first and foremost, let's change that federal law to enable the states to regulate cannabis, as the Prime Minister has said we should. He's always said it's a state matter. I think you look at the stigma and discrimination that still is experienced, not just by cannabis users, but by our rainbow family.
Yes.
And there is still a lot of discrimination legislation at the federal level that has all of these exemptions for a whole bunch of people to be assholes. And certainly I would be looking at how we can improve that, and not only to protect, you know, medicinal cannabis patients and people who use cannabis, but all of us who have been marginalised or stigmatised because of who we are or who we love or what we do.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting, Fiona, that the conservative viewpoint, which often they say it's about personal liberty, it's about not interfering in people's lives, that the thing, the default position so often for conservatives is to stick their nose into other people's business and to decide what is best for you and what
That's
isn't.
Right.
So the personal liberty, you know, the community liberty, you know, the whole freedom agenda that they have,
it doesn't actually pass muster, does it? You see them voting against abortion rights.
Yes.
When you see them voting against safe access zones, saying it was a breach of their free speech to not be able to harass people seeking an abortion, or when they vote against trans rights, when they vote against birth certificates.
Yep.
So if this is personal freedoms, why the hell are they trying to deny them for other people?
Well, we had Misha Ketchell from The Conversation on as our first guest this morning. And interestingly, we were talking about policies versus ideologies and whatnot. And he made the observation that he's seeing people moving towards more voting on values. Yeah. And so listening to what you're saying there, I think even if the issue of legalizing cannabis might not be top of the list for a voter in your in your seat, perhaps your values and the sort of thing you're talking about there about sticking up for the marginalised in our community is something someone can be drawn to.
You know, and look, we've been I've been receiving a fair bit of criticism from other political parties over the last 48 hours.
Never.
I know. You know, I thought this election we might all play nice.
So what are they?
Anyway.
I was going to say, what have you been smoking?
Thanks, Kenny.
It's a bit like, Fiona, you know, I have a habit, as listeners know, I read out a lot of the messages. I always try to read out the ones that are disagreeing with me or not supportive.
Yeah.
Because I think people are entitled to their view. But some of the criticism of yourself and legalised cannabis, I would suggest that when these people get back down to earth and don't drive too far, people, because you know the earth is flat.
Yes.
That, you know, they actually think about what they're doing. Look, Joy listeners have heard you on air for almost a decade.
Mm. That's right.
They know what you stand for. Mm. They know, through Rachel, what legalised cannabis stands for. Mm-hmm. So can I ask you, when you get this sort of rat bag static, how do you deal with it? How do you respond to it, apart from, you know...
You know, I spent yesterday actually sending emails to a number of the people who had... presented and produced this material against me and sent them saying, listen, you know, I'm not angry, just disappointed and, you know, would really actually like you to remove that because, you know, you're disingenuous. This is misinformation. You would take high moral ground around misinformation, yet you are peddling it yourself. Mm-hmm. And can we look at my record of what I have achieved in Parliament and have been able to achieve instead of calling me a shill and calling me, you know, next to useless when I've actually got a track record that shows that I was able to achieve things by working with others.
Why don't they make a list of the things they've achieved? Because actually, you know, your little finger there on that nail on your little finger, they'd be struggling, you know, to write it in microfilm.
That's right.
What have they achieved in a positive way for the world?
And the real
nothing.
Yeah, and the real problem with this is that once they turn people against voting for someone like legalised cannabis, all that does is give an advantage to parties like One Nation and Trumpeter Patriots.
Yeah.
Because that's where the sixth seat that's where the race will be. So if I don't get a lot of first preferences, if legalised cannabis doesn't get first preferences, then then One Nation wins that sixth seat, or we get another Ralph Babbitt from Clive Palmer.
Can I just
so like, you, seriously, guys?
Should you win?
When you win.
We're being positive, and we've already had three emails this morning. People are going to vote for you, and you're going to sit in the Senate. Who would you like to sit next to on the crossbench? You're not going to sit next to Senator Babble, surely.
I very much doubt it, although I
That'd be interesting.
I know. Look, I did actually have this theory when I was in the Victorian upper house that what if all of the MPs representing the various regions sat together and then they would be forced to think about who they were representing because they were sitting with other representatives. Yeah. And so you're not just sitting with your party, you're sitting with the other MPs that represent your region and represent those constituents. So, you know, maybe in the Senate, if all the Victorian senators sat together, we might do better for Victoria. But I somehow don't think that's going to happen.
It sounds like Christmas dinner with in-laws that you don't really want to be with.
They always say it's like the bar at Star Wars, don't they? Right, crossbench. Yeah. You
know? We're nearly out of time. First off, Rachel, why should Joy listeners and members of our community and anyone else who's listening, why should they be voting legalised cannabis in the Senate and also in the House of Representatives?
Well, obvious reasons in the Senate. I mean, Fiona Patten is an absolute star, and the evidence is very clear on that. Her track record of not only working with others, but getting an outcome on progressive policies is next to none. I also would just add that I think policy position and activism doesn't necessarily equate to legislative reform. And a lot of people in this election have touted certain policy positions that don't necessarily equate into working with others and getting legislative reform and getting the job done. When it comes
like
to
Rachel's been able to do in her time in the in the upper house.
Yes.
Thanks, Fiona. What I would say about legalised cannabis, though, and I think what's refreshing about our party, is that we are honest. Our name says what we're trying to achieve. And we often joke that please just make us redundant. Once we have cannabis legalised, well, maybe we become just the cannabis party. Who knows? Yeah. But, you know, our position is pretty clear. Yeah. This is what we want to do. This is who we are. And, you know, we're here to do that.
We're on the tin, as you say, but also listeners can't see the fantastic T-shirts. We're hoping there's a couple to be left behind.
And the amazing thing is, just a quick thing, when I've been up in the regions wearing this T-shirt, walking down the streets of Shepparton and Wodonga, like that, I hear a trail of hell yes along the street. I have little old ladies smiling at me. Yeah. It was very different where I was wearing sex across my T-shirt.
Fiona's going to leave us some stickers. So, Fiona, 30 seconds or so. Why should my community and our listeners vote for you in the Senate?
Look, I will be a strong voice for Victoria in the Senate. I think I've proven that I can achieve reform, work with others, listen to others. My office door was always open. I always sought advice from the community. I always sought advice from people with lived experience so that I could make the best conscience vote that I could make. And it also enabled me to be really proactive on issues of anti-vilification, on issues like assisted dying, spent convictions, sex work. So I would hope that people have seen what I've been able to do at a state level and give me the opportunity to do it federally.
A listener said cannabis reform might be low on the list for a lot of voters. I don't know about that. I think
2.6 million people use cannabis regularly in Australia every day.
I think having a senator like you that's going to get things done sounds pretty good. Yeah. We keep coming back to it this morning about getting things done. Yeah. We're kind of tight on time now.
We've got to go. Yeah. We've actually got Peter Grist on the phone. He's going to be speaking.
We will be listening.
Speaking to us about press freedom. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Michael.
For coming in. Thank you for your work.
Thanks,
it
Kenny.
Really
Thank
makes
you.
A difference.
Mm.
Fiona, good luck.
Thank you, Michael.
I shall be watching election night. I think you might have an eye on it too, just quietly. Thanks for your work in the past. It has made a difference.
Thanks, Michael.
And I do wish you luck. And I always say to people, think about your vote, right? Mm. My vote and your vote, they both have the same value. Don't waste it. Mm. Don't encourage the dickheads. If you want to flush the turd that won't flush, don't vote for them. Okay?
Exactly. Thanks.
You are on SatMag, Joy 94.9. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.